Individual, please, Carla.
I'm spending too much time with you.
161.
That is weird, yes.
161, request of Diana Gutman to address council regarding making Oregon a safer place for survivors of violence and abuse.
I know Diana's here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this Diana's testimony?
Yes.
Great, thank you. Good morning, Diana.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. I just want to take a moment to honor the host people of these lands and acknowledge them. The Klatskani, the Kalalapuya, the Chinook, and the Clackamas. Over the last year, I have been working hard here in the city of Portland, working with community partners and Oregon state legislators to help establish ways for residents and constituents of Oregon to keep them safe. I have put a lot of thought into the steps that we can take here in the state of Oregon. As of right now, there is a population of constituents and residents that are unable to file for protection orders because they do not meet the criteria. These criteria center around domestic partnership and committed partnership. This population includes the homeless who are living on the streets being subjected to abuse, people who work in the adult entertainment industry that do not meet the domestic or committed partnership criteria, the LGBTQ community, and children who aren't able to legally give consent. If we can implement consensual partnership, we will be able to serve more residents and constituents here in the state of Oregon. The legislative updates that I have is centered around the proposal of House Bill 3117 and how it was able to get passed last session and was signed into effect by our Oregon State Governor on May 22nd. This bill was declared an emergency because for the survivor, it will always be an emergency. What House Bill 3117 does is allows survivors of violence and abuse who are trying to maintain their protection orders here in the state of Oregon to no longer have to prove fear for their life, but reasonable fear. Because of this legislative change, now survivors have more opportunities to maintain their protection orders here in the state of Oregon and feel safe in the communities that they reside in. The proposals that I have for the 2021 session is centered around supporting survivors of violence and abuse. The first proposal that I have is a peace of mind bill. This legislation is for survivors who have had their protection orders contested. And currently, when a petitioner files for and is granted a protection order, the respondent has the right to contest the order within 30 days. However, this process can take months and many hearings, during which the petitioner is forced to see the respondent repeatedly, despite having the intent to keep the respondent away from the petitioner. Regardless of how long the deliberation takes, as it stands now, the petitioner will have to file to renew their order within 1 year of the initial filing date.
Without objection, I'd like to hear the rest of this.
Thank you. Even if after 10 months of deliberation, the court rules in favor of the petitioner, or if the respondent decides to drop the contestant 9 months into the proceedings, the petitioner would only have 3 to 2 months in which they do not have to face their attacker. This bill would require that a new expiration date be set, suggested 1 year, in the event of a drawn-out court contested order. If no contested is filed, the expiration is 1 year from the original filing date. No changes are prescribed in this case. If the order is contested and takes more than 30 days to resolve, the initial expiration date is unacceptable and must be extended to allow the petitioner to have their year of peace of mind, knowing that they must have their attacker stay away from them.
Diana, can I ask you just a couple of questions? Number one, thank you, and it looks like you're here representing a coalition. Is that well?
No, these are my family
fans.
And friends.
You already have fans here, then we'll put it that way. Number two, have you had a chance to talk to our legislative director? Elizabeth Edwards?
No, I have not talked to Elizabeth Edwards. I have been in communication with our state legislators in Salem, which consists of representatives and senators. These legislations for the 2021 session have been proposed already to the legislators in Salem, and so there is extensive dialogue. I have an ongoing list of supporting people in the Salem Capitol that are ready to either introduce or sign on as a supporter for these legislative changes.
I'm interested in this, so please keep me appraised of what's going on, and after this session is done, because I know Elizabeth is swamped and ensconced down there in Salem.
It's a short session.
Well, that's true, unfortunately. All our bills are just sitting there. I'd like to make that introduction.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you. We will let you finish, but I just wanted to say that you are a remarkable example of someone who takes a bad situation and then becomes an advocate for other folks who have had the same experience. You don't know how many people you help just by showing up at City Hall on a regular basis and having your voice heard. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Commissioner. Am I allowed to flip the page over and
sure,
proceed?
Go ahead.
Okay. The additional proposed legislations, number three, Know Your Rights cards. These cards are Know Your Rights cards and should be given to petitioners when protective orders such as FAPAs, SAPOs, EDPAs, and additional protection orders are obtained, and explain to the petitioner that they cannot violate their own protection order. This will be a crucial tool for all survivors, because when you get a packet for your protection order, it's very daunting, and it's not entirely clear as far as what to do in the event when you have to enforce your protection order. So these Know Your Rights cards would educate the community, educate the survivor in a way that is not putting too much material, but condensing it down to the fact that they will not be able to violate their own protection orders, that if the respondent refuses to leave, immediately, without a doubt, call the cops, and there would be a non-emergency number listed on the Know Your Rights card with additional information. The fourth legislative change that I have proposed is consensual partnership. As of right now, there is a population of constituents and residents that are unable to file for protection orders here in the state of Oregon because they do not meet this criteria. My hope is that by implementing this, we would be able to have a more inclusive protection order for survivors here in the state of Oregon so that they can thrive in their own communities and feel safe and protected as one should. And then lastly, CVPO, which would be Consensual Violation Protection Order. This is a new form of protection being proposed. This would establish a new form of protection for people and constituents who do not meet the domestic and committed partnership criteria and are unable to file for these protection orders or denied in the process of filing for these protection orders.
So, Diana, give us an example. Excuse me, ma'am.
Yes.
Diana, please give us an example of what you mean that this would protect folks who today would be unable to get a protection order.
Absolutely. This would be, for example, people in the adult entertainment industry. People who are in the adult entertainment industry, when crimes are committed against them, you have to be able to qualify under domestic, whether that means residing in the same household as your abuser, or if you have children or minors are involved, family matters. That is a domestic reason to file for a protection order that falls under domestic partnership. That's a criteria that all survivors have to meet if they're going to file under that guideline. For committed partnerships, this would be in people who are in current intimate relationships or past intimate relationships and are no longer in those relationships.
Okay.
That's what committed partnership is for. Aside from that, there's the EDPA, which is for the elder abuse and for people with disabilities. You have to meet those requirements as well in order to file for that kind of protection order. And then lastly, a stalking order is like the unicorn for all protection orders and is incredibly difficult to obtain. However, it would be the most inclusive protection order if those requirements could be loosened. My proposal is implementing consensual partnership, because when abuse takes place, that is a consent violation. It's the responsibility of all Oregon State judges to make a deliberation in an unbiased manner based off of the evidence and data that has been presented to them. By creating the consensual partnership, this would be something that would be intuitive, that would allow every party involved to be aware that something happened that was not okay with the survivor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Thank you so much. My hope is that we'll be able to establish another form of protection for people and constituents who don't meet the domestic and committed partnership criteria and are unable to file for these protection orders. This will ensure that all survivors of abuse and violence will be able to get the help and protection that they need. This will be the starting point, and I would like to see consensual partnership established alongside domestic and committed partnership. These changes will further serve our community and constituents here in the state of Oregon. If you agree with these changes and would like to show your support, email easepmw@gmail.com. To find out how to get involved, written testimony is welcomed and encouraged. By providing additional written testimony in support of these changes, legislators in Salem who are helping me introduce these proposals for the 2021 session will have the opportunity to hear from more people in our community. One voice can make a dent, but the voices of many will have a stronger impact at invoking positive change for our communities. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate your extra hard work on this.
Thank you.